planning for the weekend? It's Trina Mari here, and in studio we have got a very familiar face, actually two familiar faces, but one that I haven't seen in a long time. Jo McElderry, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been avoiding me for years.
Well, not deliberately.
And Emel Beraba, yeah. Have I said that correctly?
You have, ish.
Okay.
I was going to let it slide, but honestly, everyone does it, so
go on,
it's
do
okay.
It, tell me the right way.
Emel Beraba.
See, if you don't correct people, they'll never know.
Know
it's like the
true.
Way people have been saying Ellie Goulding for years, and I believe it's Ellie Goulding.
No.
I'm always reminded, which I used to always be reminded by the fabulous Terry Wogan, that I should really be saying McElderry and not McElderry.
No.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to. McElderry.
So you don't even know how to pronounce your own name.
Well, I do, because my dad used to tell us off as well when I was a kid. He used to say, you're not saying your name properly, it's McElderry. But everybody at school just called us McElderry. And you know when you just can't be bothered to correct people?
Uh-huh, yeah. So. Well, actually, I'm Trina Mara, spelled very simply M-A-R-A is the surname. And Niall Boylan, who does the talk show in this very radio station, who I've been working with for over 20 years. Has been
wrong?
Saying it wrong. He calls me Trina Mar. Mar.
Mar.
So, yes. So, every day I say, you know, Niall, that's not actually my name. 20 years later, there's no point.
But they do it with everyone, don't they? Isn't it? Isn't Barbara Streisand always has it? Like, people don't say her name right. It's like Streisand.
Hey.
And people call her Streisland and all of that. So, you know what? We're in good company.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're in the studio with an X Factor star, superstar, should I say, and Sugar Babe star as well. And we play your music all the time, by the way, Emel.
Thank
you. Yeah, we love it here. So, come here to me. Things have kind of, you've gotten a bit older now, but he still looks about 12, poor old Joe.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that. No, I feel really old now.
Really? You're still a baby.
Wait, no, but in terms of, well, you know as well though, like 10 years in the industry is like a long time. So it's like, I feel like I've done so much in such a short space of time. I genuinely do feel really old. But thankfully, I was only 18 when I did the show, so I'm not that old.
So you're not even 30 yet?
I was 28 3 weeks ago.
And who old are you, Mel? Are you allowed to ask?
I'm 2 years older. No, I'm joking. I'm like 7 years older.
Well, you look younger than me. She looks younger than me, so it's fine.
So you're very grown up now. What have you been doing since the Sugar Babes, Mel?
Well, I got married. I had a little baby a year ago, who's an absolute joy.
Girl or boy?
A little girl, Amira.
Oh, lovely.
And then... I took a step back. I just wanted to kind of, because you know what it's like, Joe. You literally work 24/7 and sometimes you forget where you are. Like, it's a whirlwind.
Dublin right now. Dublin.
Yeah.
In Dublin, yes. And like, I absolutely love it. But there was a point where I was just like, do you know what? I want to have a bit of a real life and see my family more and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it was just really nice to come back to something fresh, something that I've always wanted to do and something so fun and to work with the wonderful Joe McElderry.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
And what have you been up to, Joe? Because I think the last time we spoke, I think I might have met you out in RTE for an interview or something. Because you were doing the Late Late Show, or you were doing one of the big shows out there.
So I reckon that might have been fourth album.
Yeah.
That might be my fourth album. Here's What I Believe, I reckon, was probably the last time I was over here.
And literally, you were so busy that we had to go and chase you down and go to where you were because you couldn't come into radio stations. It was so mad.
I'm sure I flew out for that late show. Was it the toy show, I think it might have
probably
been?
Probably, yes.
And I literally flew in for the day and left, I think, straight after. What else have I done? I released another album after that, Saturday Night at the Movies. I did Joseph and these amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for 2 years. God, what else? All
loads
sorts.
Of tours,
tours,
always touring,
solo
yeah.
tours. But I've never. I came over to Ireland with my last solo tour probably about 2 years ago, and the last two tours I did wouldn't come over here. So I do apologise.
I think you were around that time. You were talking about you were buying a house, or you were thinking about buying a house,
possibly.
Or something. Did you do it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I did. I live in it.
I know you have.
Yeah, I did.
You know that mortgage repayment?
Yeah, exactly. No, I live in it, yeah.
Most people don't need reminding of the mortgage repayment.
Well, then if you're saying that, if that was when I was buying a house, that's even longer. When I bought my house, it was 2000 and... I'd just done Popstar Opera Star, and I think 2012 was the last time I must have seen you then.
So listen, the reason we're talking today, we're talking about all the old times, but the reason we're talking today is Club Tropicana is coming to the Bord Gáis now. I have done some very extensive research, as you can see from my notes here.
A long, extensive list.
It says 30th of July to 3rd of August, and it says Joe Emel Club Tropicana on my notes. So you're just going to have to do all the work. What is it about?
So Club Tropicana is the brand new 80s musical, packed with 80s hits. It's a comedy and is about a hotel called Club Tropicana. And basically, it's a long story, so I'm going to tell you in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's a three-hour show, Joe, so just to...
two people are getting married. The girl leaves the man at the altar. She panics and freaks out. And he's devastated. She's kind of devastated, but doesn't really know how she feels about it yet. They decide to jet off on holiday to cope with the heartbreak to what they think is two separate hotels. The bride and her friends arrive at the honeymoon hotel.
Okay.
And the boys and the stags end up what they think is called the Rio Grande Hotel, but it's actually the same hotel and we've just got a bit of a dodgy sign.
Ah, okay.
And our hotel is below average. It's not a very nice hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Amel's the manager. She plays Serena. I'm play Gary, the entertainment manager, the very over-the-top flamboyant entertainment manager.
No.
Yeah, well, how I got cast in that,
how?
I will never know. It was in between that and James Bond. I had to pick one or the other. basically, we think we're up for inspection in the hotel and it's terrible. I have a trusty sidekick, Consuela. We're kind of like the Jack and Karen from Will and Grace of this show.
Yeah.
We kind of love-hate each other. We're horrible to each other, but we kind of support each other. And I have the idea to dress her up in loads of outfits and get her to do impressions and sing and perform. And that way people think it's loads of different guests.
Okay.
And the inspector will think we're busier than we are.
Right. Do you know what I'm just thinking? Based on some of the holidays I've been to in Spain, there obviously is no inspection going on in Spain.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would. I mean, that's what all hotels like, isn't it? And cut a long story short, we have a big blind date moment in the middle of the show and it all goes pear-shaped and the couple bump into each other and it's very traumatic.
Okay.
But it's comedy. So it's all slapstick performance, very pantomime-esque, and obviously packed with the 80s hits. And as every musical does, it has a nice happy ending and everybody remains friends.
Okay, so 80s music. Joe was only born in what
91,
year? 91, yeah. Amel?
84.
Amel really doesn't want to give her age away at all today.
92? No, 84 I was born
Do you know what really scares me? People come in here on work experience and you're saying to them, you know, so what year were you born? 2003.
It scares the hell out of me. Literally does.
Yeah, I'm starting to get to that age now. Like, we're...
In 10 years, or when you're my age.
Come back to us. Come back to us.
You're going
to
keep hearing the same thing.
I'm actually not that bothered about age, though.
No,
but I might be when I'm older, I suppose. But I'm not bothered.
It's about growing old gracefully. Just, this is life, isn't it?
No, I'm not growing old gracefully.
You've got a baby face, so you've got nothing to worry about. Like, you're good.
I didn't even grow up gracefully, so it's pointless growing old gracefully.
So what are the songs, then? Are we going to know them all?
Yeah.
We definitely will on this radio station.
Yeah, so we got Relax, Just Can't Get Enough, Making Your Mind Up.
Addicted to Love.
Amel sings a beautiful version of Only You, which is beautiful. Addicted to Love. What else? Temptation. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
What's the one that, because Kate
Me.
Robbins is in it as well.
I could be so good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does that.
That was from the Minder
physical,
TV show.
Physical, everything.
There's so many. Like, literally, you're never bored for even a second because there's just so many jokes. And then because of the audience kind of, the audience are a part of the show as well, almost. Like, Gary Joe kind of directly speaks to them at the beginning of the show as though they're...
They've cleverly written it so that basically when... The show begins, my first scene, we treat the audience as the hotel guests. So we do a big welcome. You know when you used to go on them holidays and
the welcome meeting.
Well, you don't want to skip my welcome meeting because it's quite funny.
So funny. Yeah.
We get the whole audience up at the beginning of the show and we teach them like a Tropicana time step.
Oh, yeah.
Macarena dance,
yeah,
which is great fun.
Which is my idea of a nightmare on a holiday. But anyway.
You do it in a theatre, wouldn't you? You would join in. But the idea is that the audience kind of almost from that moment onwards feel like they're involved in the show, which means they do shout out a little bit. They do join in. But we love that. We don't take ourselves too seriously. So it is just designed for people to just come and have a great night out.
But you don't sing Club Tropicana.
No.
We don't.
Why?
Well, so basically, to cut a long story short, I think it was a licensing thing between they were allowed the title or the song or something. Because I think, I'm not sure, but I'm sure they're developing a George Michael music and I think they want to hold on to his material.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But you don't miss it. You actually don't miss it. And there's a few little Club Tropicana, the drinks are free references in there. But we don't actually sing it. I said they should play it on the way out. You know, when people walk out, the band should just play it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, surely you could.
It's something to do with.
I'll get the crowd singing it.
It's very
okay,
it's
so then
very,
you're not breaking any rules. It's the audience that are breaking the rules.
It's very boring, but it's something to do with with pop music, some artists don't allow like dramatization of the songs, which means that for them to be slotted into a musical, it has to be at their consent. And okay. obviously the licensing on all of his music and everything. You know
and
what?
I would say George Michael, if he was here, would probably say, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know? You sang with him as well. Like you've got, you know.
That was amazing on The X Factor. Getting to perform with George Michael. Wow.
I know. It was definitely a career highlight.
Yeah.
And he was so lovely as well, which made it even more special. Because, you know, you kind of expect people of that level. Not that it should be excused, because you should just be a nice person in general. But, you know, you meet people and you think, all right, okay, maybe they'll be a bit of a diva and I'll be a little bit disappointed. He was so lovely. He was so down to earth. He just made that moment so special, and he didn't have to. Yeah. You know, he was on to promote a record, and part of that was that he was on the show and they asked him if he would sing and he said yes. But he made it such a personal moment, and just I still can't believe he's not here now. You know, arguably, in my opinion, one of the best male singers of all time.
Absolutely. Like,
and a writer
and artist, and just across the board, one of the best performers of all time.
And then after he passed, you know, we were hearing all these stories about the charitable things that he did, and he paid for some lady to get her IVF treatment. Yeah. And I mean, unbelievable stuff, life changing stuff for people. Yeah. And he didn't want people to know that he did it.
Because I think, you know, like we do kind of tear people apart, you know, we're kind of known for that, and you build people up and pull them back down. And I think part of that, I think him doing that, he just didn't want that to be a kind of press story, which says so much about his character.
Yeah.
That he didn't want to brag about it.
So many people are doing it just to kind of get a bit of notice. Yeah.
Exactly.
Amel, what have you been doing then since, I know you said that you got married and you had the baby, and since the last time you were on stage singing, like, was it quite petrifying to go back on stage and sing again?
I was quite petrified, I'm not going to lie. I think as well, it was more, I'd never done a musical before. Everyone looked like they knew what they were doing, and because we obviously had the panto, it was quite hard to kind of do double schedule. So that was quite.
So you think that you're going to be found out as a fraud, nearly?
Yeah, basically.
Well, no, but I said to you, I remember saying to you in rehearsals, because obviously I'd done the crossover from musical theatre, from pop into musical theatre, and I remember the first time I did it, I was like, oh my god, this is a complete. Because obviously, as solo performers, and obviously being in a girl band. Mm. Everything you do is just fitted around you. You know, there's, every cue is to do with you. You have your dancers, you have your singers, your band. When you do a show like this, there's so much more going on around on stage that is not fitted around you. You know, there's cues, there's things that you... And getting into that mindset, and I remember saying to you in rehearsals, I was like, it's fine. After about 2 weeks, your brain will just sit into it. But it is a completely different style of performing.
Yeah.
But she smashed it. She came.
Well, you were worried though at the start. Were you going, oh god?
Yeah, I think it wasn't even. It was that, and the fact that I'd been, you know, at home with a baby for so many months, for 6 months or 7 months, and it was weird speaking to adults as well, and then suddenly have to go into work mode. Right now, read the script. I'm like, oh my god, somebody help me!
And it's hard as well, even the baby, isn't it? It really is hard.
And your mind's constantly on them, even though you're smiling and going through the script and doing everything. Like, you can't help but just constantly wonder. I was. Do my husband's head in, like texting him all the time, like, have you done this and that? And he's like, please stop. Please leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you have to learn to let
go. Like, the child isn't going to be fed.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Bless him. He's been amazing, though.
Yeah, so he was looking after the baby while you were busy doing that. So that's great. Great to have that, though, as well. And then Sugar Babes, do you keep in touch with the other Sugar Babes?
Heidi, I do. I haven't really seen the other. Nothing personal. Mitchie, I never met before. Keisha, I saw her a couple of years ago. But Heidi's like a really close friend of mine. Even we don't tend to see each other very often. We both have kids.
She came to see the show, didn't she?
To Wimbledon, didn't she? Yeah, she loved it, her and her husband. And we've had a couple of play dates with our daughters, because her daughter's only like 3 months older than mine.
Yeah.
We've got a bond that will never kind... We're so close that it would never...
Isn't it mad when you look back? And when I look back as well, like, because we're in the same age. Joe, get out. You're only your child. We're around the same age. Isn't it mad when you look back and you think of the craziness of your life kind of around that period, and how you were just go.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you have your kids and everything, you're like, life, I just want a normal life.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because everything is so, I remember the times, like, you must have had this as well, like when you're on tour and travelling constantly, we'd go to an airport, they'd be like, so where did you come from, madam? I'm like, John? Like, our tour manager, where have we just come from? I have no idea. And I bet you can imagine that, can't you, Joe?
I'm still like that now. I'm going on tour towards the end of the year.
Why, man?
So, yeah.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in.
And so I've been doing like promo days in between of the show and everything. And I got back to the venue the other night and I was like, where are we?
Yeah.
Like, I said, the lady, lovely Amber, who looks after us in the show, I said, can you just remind us where we are today? Like, my head is just... for us all.
It's easily done. You know, it sounds like crazy, but it's true. Like, your mind is so constant and so fast-paced that you can't, you need some time to stop and breathe.
I know.
So, yeah, that's what I needed, I think, at that point.
Absolutely,
in my life.
Yeah. And do you find that doing the interviews and doing the promo side of it, do you enjoy that still, or is it a bit of a pain in the neck? And you can be totally honest with me. I know that's what you're here for.
I really enjoy doing interviews when the, like today, the conversation's really good.
Yeah.
And it's not just the same generic questions.
What do you get asked all the time?
Just like X Factor all the time. But like stupid questions. What's Simon Cowell like? And it's like...
Nothing with depth.
And it's just like, really, I've travelled all the way here to, you know, talk about an album or something that I've been working on for a long, long time. And you want to ask is what Simon Cowell's like,
yeah.
You know?
You want to do things like ask about nappy changes? Yeah.
No, but it's real conversation. Yeah. You know, it's real conversation. And I'm sure people listening at home would far rather hear something about a real relatable story than like something that they can't even relate to, you know? Yeah.
There's some great creams out there, Mel, for nappy rash for babies. There's one in particular.
Pseudocream.
I do love Pseudocream.
Oh, it's the best bloody stuff like ever. I don't know what the hell's in it. But
I love Pseudocream.
Yeah, it's a lifesaver. Both adults and children.
Mel can come on every week and we'll do a parenting slot. Yeah. And we'll talk about dirty bums. Yeah. Listen, guys, so great to have you in. It's such a laugh again. And Joe hasn't changed a bit.
Thank you. Well, yeah. I'll try.
I thought he'd be a diva after all these years, but no. You disappointed me. Thanks so much for coming in.
I can be a diva if you want.
Yeah.
So I'll throw a tantrum right now.
Come on, storm out the door.
Right, bang. I'm out.
Come on, bang that door. Bang that door.
He's smiling with his dimples when he says that.
I'm gone.
He even closed it so gently. And Amel, we'll continue to play the Sugar Babe, so hopefully some checks will come your way.
Yeah. Push the button and let me know.
Thanks so much. So Club Tropicana on at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre between the 30th of July and the 3rd of August. Get out!
I'm out.
See ya.
It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.